Yeah.
So would you ask?
Like, what do they stand for?
Yeah, the basic
stuff. Yeah, what are the main campaign points?
But how will we find them?
We've got to quickly go around to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, your main campaign... points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we? I was just thinking if we posted like on Goldsmith, like just did a survey.
Put that new SIM card in.
I'm gonna say.
There we go.
I feel so awkward.
Thank you.
This is like free PR for me, by the way. We're gonna circulate it.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I mean, what we're gonna do is we're gonna blog about it and we're gonna put it.
Most people don't really have the time to stop and talk to you, but I've had a good 4 or 5 who are just like.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So,
yeah,
no, it's interesting to see that most people aren't actually engaged in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of the problem, half of what's in my manifesto.
It is, yeah. I mean, we had to... Oh, there's a band coming.
Yeah, let's not get one.
We had to look at the student union Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
No one had tweeted about it today.
Oh, really?
You know, so we were like, well, should we be kind of creating a hashtag?
There is a hashtag. It's GSU elections.
Okay,
I don't know how much it's being used. But and I know the Leopard News, who do the newspaper for the students. It's not run by the Students Union, but a set group of students doing it. They did a massive tweet thing, an informal hustings they set up, and it was really, really good actually. But
cool.
Yeah, they're getting heavily involved as well. But their paper doesn't come out till after the elections, so. But yeah, it's all pretty good.
Could you give us a few words about like your manifesto?
Yeah. Mine is basically focusing on stabling finance and stuff. We want to build some more finance, which is through the commercial services, which is like, you know, the shop and the bar and also the societies. They all generate money into the union, which goes straight back into providing more services. I want to look at accessibility and health, because I don't think people know about the services that Goldsmith Student Union runs. And I actually want to create something. I know that we have a lot of mature students or student parents and stuff who don't have the time to come into the union. I want to have like an online chat thing on the student union website, so it can pop up, be anonymous, confidential and stuff, and they can just chat to someone while they're at home doing something else or at their job or something, because I know I've struggled sometimes coming into here, so that would be really good. But really, actually, during the campaign, it's really come across to me that a lot of groups of people aren't represented in the union, and we have a lot of societies and stuff, but there are a lot of individuals that don't feel like they fit into those societies, or they don't, and they just feel a bit excluded, really. So I think it'd be nice if you had someone who was really quite impartial to and didn't necessarily always have their own opinions or their own agendas when they come into like campaign and stuff, and someone who can stand up for everyone. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to put forwards. I want an open door policy, basically. And I've also been working at the SU